Michael Thorne, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We're talking about alcohol labelling because the Foundation of Alcohol Research and Education is calling for stronger labels regarding the warnings for pregnancy and drinking during pregnancy. So I guess, first of all, what about the current labels do you think isn't working?
There are lots of issues with the way that alcohol products are labelled. Not the least of them is that there is not a clear message on all alcohol products saying, indicating to drinkers that they shouldn't consume alcohol during pregnancy. Obviously, that's a message targeted at pregnant women or women who are thinking of conceiving. Australia was promised mandated pregnancy warnings by governments in 2011. The industry was given a two-year period to introduce a kind of voluntary regime. But here we are 7 years later, and we still don't have a mandated labelling system. And in that intervening period, we've had the alcohol industry running a fairly chaotic labelling regime. You know, many products don't carry any health warning at all, and the messages that are placed on alcohol products by the industry are frequently confusing. They are certainly misleading, and they don't convey a clear message to pregnant women not to drink during pregnancy.
Yeah, because I suppose the ones that are labelled tend to say it's safest not to drink while pregnant, but I guess, you know, it's safest not to drink before doing a lot of things at varying scales of risk.
And our research, which has led to us releasing this model label today, showed that for some women, that message about it being safest not to drink isn't a clear invocation not to drink. some people interpret that as it's okay to have a little bit. And depending on the circumstances and the stage of a pregnancy, a little bit might be very dangerous. And our position on this, of course, is that the impact on the unborn baby, which can result in either spontaneous abortions, stillbirths, and lifelong impairment with a fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, is that this is entirely preventable. And the way to prevent it is not to drink during pregnancy. And we need to be conveying that message clearly to the community, not just to pregnant women.
There's a study that I remember reading last year. Now, I can't remember the details of it, so hopefully it's a study you're familiar with. It demonstrated that even with very, very small amounts of alcohol, and we're talking maybe, you know, a couple of drinks right at the start of the pregnancy before you realized you were pregnant, there were observable differences in the child or the baby when they were born. This is nothing of the kind of fecal alcohol disorder syndrome problems, but just you could tell whether alcohol had been consumed. Is that a study you're familiar with?
Look, I've seen many presentations by medical scientists who have shown how alcohol affects the brain and the cells. And yes, you're right to say that while it might affect the cells' development, and it doesn't. We can't be sure what that physical or cognitive impairment might be, but we absolutely know that alcohol impacts on cellular development. So, if we know that, we should be adopting a precautionary principle, which is the one that the National Health and Medical Research Council has done in their advice to women, and not to drink during pregnancy. So yes, we know what the science says. We also know from our prevalence studies, which are getting where there are more of them and there's more work being done, we're beginning to get a bit of a grip on how many children are born each year that have been affected by their mother's drinking. Bearing in mind, as you say, frequently mums-to-be don't actually know that they've fallen pregnant. About 50% of all pregnancies are unplanned, and so that's a kind of an issue, and we just need to be conscious of those these facts. But what we also know is that once a pregnancy has been confirmed, that about 20% of women continue to drink at some level during their pregnancy. And most of that drinking is not going to cause any problems. So we don't want to shame women, and we certainly don't want to frighten them. But we need to be aware of what the facts are and to reinforce this message that if you are pregnant, please don't consume alcohol, along with many other products, of course, that doctors advise women not to consume during their pregnancy.
Absolutely. Finally, what kind of label is it that you're calling for to be put on bottles? What would that look like?
So there's really solid research evidence about what needs to be done. You know, a health warning needs to be noticeable, it needs to be unambiguous, and it needs to be clear about what it's saying. So what we're proposing is a health warning that is demarked in a red line, says that it's a health warning, has a graphic and a pictogram like the one that does appear on many alcohol products, accompanied by a message that says, please don't consume alcohol during your pregnancy. These are the kind of all the elements of what is a best practice label, and that's what we'd like to see governments around Australia and New Zealand adopt as the standard for a pregnancy warning label on all alcohol products.
Michael Thorne, Chief Executive of the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education, thank you for your time this morning.
That's my pleasure, Sam. Thank you.